Hello, welcome back. This is James Cox with the Martial Arts Lifestyle Podcast. Today I want to talk to you about a word that is a little tricky, but it's also important in your martial arts and in your life, and it could be explained in several different ways. There's some big differences, but it is modesty. So modesty to martial arts and the way of the martial arts as a martial arts lifestyle. Modesty is explained as a quality or a state of being unassuming or moderate of one's abilities, behavior, manner, or appearance that's intended to avoid attention. So modesty could also be very spiritual, but you know, I say personally to be yourself, of course, to an extent, you know, with some modesty. But what are your beliefs on modesty? And what is being overboard or becoming arrogant or becoming even too vain? So then there's no modesty involved at all, right? As a martial arts student, I feel that we are modest when we don't show off. Some of the best martial artists I know, and I've had a privilege of traveling and training and competing with and meeting and learning from some of the top martial artists on the planet. And I was very impressed with the majority of these guys, not all of them, but the majority, that, man, they were so humble and so modest. And if you didn't know how dangerous some of these men were, you would have no clue. Just a nice, sweet, kind, loving human being that has the ability to be very dangerous when and if it came to it. You know, that it's not violent people, but it's people that are calm that have had to do violent things against it, the people that were trying to do them harm. You get what I'm saying there. But it's impressive to know what a really good martial artist is, and they are usually people that have some good modesty in their self there, right? So if you hear about modesty as far as, you know, how someone dresses and what's appropriate and what's inappropriate, you know, that's another way of looking at it. If you hear about modesty in a way of someone boasting, bragging, or being too arrogant, that's another way of thinking about it. An advanced martial arts student is someone that doesn't have the need to have to prove themselves to someone else. So I feel that they're really deep in touch with some modesty of being humble enough to not have to go around and brag and to let people know who they are and what they know, which is not good anyway, because in self-defense or fighting, a good tool is element of surprise. It's a little bit off subject, but there is some power in intimidation if you feel like that's what you need or you want to have a slight advantage. And if it works on certain people aren't intimidated, but there are some things and some people that have some intimidation that they use as another key or another point to make them successful in competitions. But you know, really, I feel that it's those quiet guys you got to watch the most. Haven't you seen that? And haven't you heard that before? You know, those guys that are kind of quiet and they're not talking all the talk, but they can walk the walk, you know. They know what they're doing and they know how to back it up, but they're not the first to tell you all about it. When I had first started martial arts, and, you know, this was quite a few decades ago, so things have changed, we were pretty strict on not wearing your colors outside of the martial arts school. And basically what that meant is that, you know, your belt was folded in a bag, and when you got on the mat, you put your martial arts belt on. We typically tied those together in a quick little belt ceremony, and then we did the same when class was over. Class is ending, we bow, we go down, and we untie the belt, and then your belt is packed away. So we wouldn't wear our belts around, you know. And then we got to where, if we did, because now we're outside and making a performance, we're doing a demonstration at the park or at a festival or on a stage. Of course, that's different. You need to be in uniform, but we would still have our belt around our shoulders. It wouldn't be tied quite yet. That's a little form of having some modesty, you know, as well as even wearing your uniform. Now, martial arts shirts, that's all changed now. But I remember back in the day, the stories I heard and early on is that no one showed that they did martial arts outside of the karate school. So they basically kind of were secret. You know, the Black Belt Society of Kajikembo was hidden in secret areas at secret times to develop an art and create something new. So they kept very modest, very humble, and very hidden on what they have and what you show or don't show outside of the dojo. So I think that's powerful, you know, powerful there. When we talk a little bit more about modesty with our Black Belt Excellence sheets and homework assignments that we have with our kiddos, then again, there's a big difference in being proud of your accomplishments and bragging about yourself. We should all have confidence in ourselves and be proud, but we should never talk about ourselves to the point that we make others feel bad about themselves or feel bad toward others. We should always use the Black Belt Excellence principles of modesty. Modesty means without conceit or arrogance, proper in the way you dress, proper in the way you speak, and proper in the way you conduct yourself. So you're having a moderate estimation of your own merits, not boastful. I really like that. And to me, this is kind of a different explanation of what comes to our mind right off the bat when you hear modesty, you know, well, she's not very modest or this or that. But there's a lot more to this. And I think we can apply these principles as part of the creed inside the martial arts school that we can carry outside of the martial arts school. So when we do our little test and we talk a little bit more about modesty, then when someone pays you a compliment, what should you do? Well, should you put your hands in a self-defense stance? Should you ignore them and walk away? What about you say, well, I know that. No, man, you should thank them and you should return a compliment, right? You should praise back. If you're sparring with someone, so sparring can be a tough thing in the martial arts school. I've seen sparring definitely make or break a lot of students, almost like competition. So it's important to start at levels and to, once again, build the students from the inside out, to make them tough, rough, amazing fighters, but to know that it takes time. And all characters, all personalities and skills and people are different. But modesty when you're sparring. I love when I see my advanced students working with a beginner student, not trying to hurt them, but really trying to build them and maybe even allowing them to get some shots in, right? So you're building confidence. That takes a modest person, you know, to let someone else beat you, basically, all right? So if you are sparring with someone that is not as good as you, what should you do? Beat them up? No. Tell them that their skills are no match for yours. Show them that your moves are better and, you know, show off. Of course not. You should use control. You should give them advice, praise them, and help build them the modest way. What about if you win a medal, you win a trophy, you win a championship at a tournament, you know? Do you want everyone to know about it? You shout it out to the world, hey, I'm the king, I'm the champ, you know? Do you rub it in the student who didn't win? Do you wear it everywhere you go, take it everywhere you go? You know, you could definitely be a little more humble, a little more modest. Be proud of your accomplishment, but there's a difference in bragging about it. Often talk to the students about there's a thin line between confidence and arrogance. Yes, we got to be confident, man. It's so important. Confidence is the secret. But where does it cross the line? Does it cross the boundary and just being too arrogant? You've heard and seen those people, right, guys? If you had a friend that was less fortunate than you, what should you do? Should you constantly compare yourself to them? Should you make fun of them because their house isn't as big as yours, their car isn't as fancy, they don't have the kind of clothes and shoes that you have? No, man, you shouldn't do that. You want to be respectful and say only positive things about them. You never know other people's stories and where they come from and how your words of positive praise could help them and save them, make them feel better versus something else negative. So let's try to eliminate the opposite of modesty. Let's try to eliminate any negativity, you know. So I kind of close with what a good, modest black belt student is. What's someone that's confident, someone that's humble, someone that's courteous. We don't show off, we're not arrogant, we're not a smart aleck, all right? Martial arts has a long history of creating better people, the philosophy of building a better community one black belt at a time. And this does start from the inside. So take the word modesty, guys, and learn something from it and improve yourself and everyone else. Stay on track with our YouTube channel. We've put out some really cool new instructional videos. That's at James Cox Martial Arts. And, of course, with this podcast, follow that at The Martial Arts Lifestyle. You guys take care and have a good one.